to the Innovate and Elevate podcast. This is episode 5, Where Has the Time Gone? My name is Pablo Diaz. I am the Director of Innovation and Instructional Support, and my co-host...
Hello, everyone. Amber Munoz here, Public Information Officer for FSD. So, Pablo, today we have in the studio Phil Ling. Phil, thank you so much for being here.
Filling you!
Well, my pleasure.
Yes.
Thanks for having me on today.
Right.
So, Phil... Phil is one of our amazing directors in our educational services team. And Phil, let's just get straight into your story. Where are you from? Why public education for you? And how did you make your way over to FSD?
Sure. So I am originally from the East Coast. I was born in Philadelphia, but raised in New York. And so my K through 12 experience was all in New York City or in Queens. And so my journey was, it had ups and downs. I had gone through... I wasn't a great kid in junior high, and so I had some discipline issues.
That's so, hard to believe, by the way.
Yeah, you know, if you really knew me. but I got some tough love from some junior high teachers when I really needed it. And so I think that plays a big part of why I went into education. Didn't think I would, but ended up this way. In college, found my love for working with kids. But that piece of my K-12 junior high experience and those teachers that really shaped me really helped me to become a junior high teacher, actually, in FSD.
That's amazing.
That is cool. And I've kind of heard this story a little bit before, and we've talked, we've worked together in the department. But as your days go on and on every day during that school year, what does FSD Phil look like?
A day in the life,
yeah,
of the work. It's, I'm sure for many of us, it's different every day. I guess some of the things might be observing and checking in on our schools, some of our programs, whether it be our artists teaching lessons or our general music teachers or the stage program or maybe our arts labs. So trying to visit as much as I can our campuses. But part of my day also is checking in with our arts team members at the district too, to make sure as they're running programs that they have what they need and they're all set. There's a lot of logistical pieces in terms of business, transportation, things like that, that also need to be taken care of. So that's part of the day. And then a larger chunk too, expanding and growing, finding ways to build new partnerships, maybe new vendors, new artists that come in. But the bigger thing is really to be present as much as possible. I learned this from one of my previous bosses, that visible leadership really matters. When people see you and you're present there, that makes a bigger impact than what goes on behind the scenes sometimes too. So that's kind of a little bit of my day, I guess. It's a mixture of all those things in different days. But really visiting classrooms and schools would be my number one as much as I can, because really kids are more fun than adults, to be honest. So
100%.
I agree.
Thank you. Yeah.
Can't wait to leave here. Kidding. I kid. Well, so are there any routines that you have during the day or during the week? Is there something like, do you come in and spend 30 minutes on email to start the day? Or are there any routines that you have?
Yeah, I keep a journal with me and I try and jot down my day as much as I can, not as much as I want to, but I have a to-do list. And so typically I'll look at that list and see, well, what do I have to do for sure today? What's urgent? What's not? Try and complete as many of those things as possible, but also make sure I make time to see each one of my people on my team as well, at least 2 or 3 times a day if possible, just so they know I'm there to support them as well and also check in on where things are. So 2 things, I guess. 1 is keeping kind of a daily ledger, and then 2 is the connection with our team.
Definitely. Now, just going over a little bit, backtracking, because we do have wonderful educational services directors that kind of oversee different programs.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you are the one that helps oversee all of our arts programs in FSD.
Yes.
And so I think that that's something that's really special that we're able to offer in-house. A lot of folks do have to outsource. And I know that we have, as you mentioned, a lot of partnerships with folks. I also know that sort of the history of our arts programming started with a foundation, the All of the Arts for All of the Kids Foundation. So I thought maybe we could talk a little bit more about the work you and your team do, really great work that I've seen since I've been here, and how those partnerships play into it and our connection with All of the Arts for All the Kids.
Yeah. So the All of the Arts for All the Kids Foundation has been a valued partner for, longer than I've been in FSD, I think, for over 25 years or so. They've walked hand in hand with FSD in supporting a lot of the programs, beginning with the FSD All the Arts program, which is the instructional day program in our elementary schools, where our artists for music, theater, visual arts, dance, and media arts go into the rooms for about 6 weeks and provide really a great survey of every arts discipline in those classrooms, so kids can really learn how to create and feel free and brave to create on their own. So that's been a staple program that the foundation has really helped kind of solidify and make really unique, that no other district does have something like this, where kids get all five disciplines through their TK through six experience. So they're a valued partner. We communicate a lot, and they're always a thought partner with us, and we keep them in mind. They do the same for us as well. So we have joint events at times, and we'll always kind of keep in contact with each other. But a great partnership we've had, and very lucky to have them.
Definitely.
For sure. I mean, the arts has been a great thing in FSD, and it's longstanding. It's been here a long time. Even when those things were on the cutting blocks in many school districts, we never let that go. So it's good that you are now at the helm and helping us lead the charge.
Yeah. Well. And I'm really grateful for the partnership with the foundation. I also want to mention, too, we have an amazing board and district leadership who really supports all of our programs. I mean, beyond All the Arts, that's alone is already phenomenal. And none of these are to my credit, I have to say. A lot of these things were built before I got here. I'm just happy to be along for the ride. But between All the Arts and Stage and our arts centers and labs, our Clay Lab, Color, Shapes, and Numbers, our Creativity Center with Civilizations, all these great pieces that are all unique in their own right really are a reflection of the board and our superintendent's support of the arts. And so it could not happen without them. And so we're just super lucky as FSD to have all these things and give our kids really a robust arts experience.
Well, Phil is being modest, but yes, yes, there were programs already built in, but I love that you've taken kind of all in stride and you've brought unique programs to FSD within the arts. And talking about that, can you talk a little bit more about the theater arts program here in FSD?
Yeah, certainly. I think Stage, right?
Yeah,
Stage. Yes. So Stage started a few years ago, again, before I was here, and it was a great program that was funded through a grant initially, where it brought theater to third through sixth grade students who could have either some theater experience or none at all. So it really gave an open access to anyone in those grade levels to be part of a production. And so a lot of our titles are familiar, between Aladdin, Jungle Book, Lion King, but also like Willy Wonka, a lot of Disney titles, a lot of great titles we have. But it's a 10-week experience where kids from, again, third through sixth with any experience level can work with a professional director, one of their teachers as well, and basically put on a show by the end of 10 weeks. And in that, they learn their parts, they learn blocking, choreography, they learn their vocal parts, but they really learn collaborative teamwork, they learn confidence, public speaking skills, and communication and articulation. So a lot of great skills are being built, and we've heard too many stories in a great way of how we've seen our kids grow through the years, where they've done Stage as a third grader and then now as a sixth grader, how they've just been so much more impacted by that too.
I think it's just been phenomenal to see, you know, across social media, folks can go to our school's social media accounts, especially Instagram, and see recaps of these Stage productions. And it's pretty impressive that our students have the costume, the set design, all of that that they get to experience and be a part of at such a young age, so that our future, you know, actors are being prepared here in our FSD schools. And I know that I've sat in meetings too and hearing some of the anecdotes of students who maybe didn't feel as connected to school. And once they had this opportunity to be a part of Stage and to learn lines and to know what it meant to be a part of a team in this way, has just impacted their trajectory. Mm-hmm. And that's been really special.
Yeah, we heard a student from Maple recently too, actually, that didn't want to have a part necessarily, a speaking part. And that's what's great about Stage, is there could be something for everyone. And so this student really took on the role of being the prop manager and almost like the assistant director in a lot of ways too. And so she did this last year and then came back again this year to be a part again as an assistant director, and took it so seriously that she stayed after all the kids left and helped clean up and organize all the costumes. So it really has made an impact beyond just what you see on Stage too. So it's been phenomenal.
Well, if you ever need a tree, call me. I know a person.
I'd happily be somebody in the background too, like person three. So just tap me in.
All right. I got you on speed dial. Thank you.
Thanks, Will. So, you know, as you mentioned, we do just have incredible performing arts opportunities and experiences. And one that's new as of this school year mm-hmm. that has been really phenomenal to just see take shape is our FSD K-pop Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
Phil, let's dive into that because it has been so special and so unique to see.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So the vision behind the K-pop Battle of the Bands really started with Dr. Bob. And honestly, and I'm not just saying this because he's our boss, but really, he is the backbone of innovation in our district. And if it wasn't for his vision for thinking big and thinking outward, we wouldn't have a program like this. But it really was built on the vision of a couple things. One is bringing in a high interest genre to really highlight the performing arts for kids. For kids who may be in maybe a theater program already, or for kids who are in theater or in choir or in band and have found their passions, there might be another area where other kids who may not have that same passion find interest in this one. And so K-pop is one other additional avenue now for kids who don't maybe feel like they fit the box, so to speak, to come in and try something else with music and dance, but also to learn about Korean culture, history, and art as well. And so this program really is kind of a blend of all those things. It's art, it's history, it's culture, all in one journey, in one big reality show competition type of event.
Yeah, and so listeners, you can definitely head over to our Fullerton School District YouTube page to see this documentary style journey that has been captured for this first ever inaugural experience. But just even, Phil, I know you mentioned to me that I think 120 students threw their names in the hat just yes. in that first audition, which mm-hmm. to think about it, this is something new. But so relevant, a piece of pop culture that's really relevant right now. So to have that interest out of the gate was mm-hmm. pretty neat to see.
It blew me away, honestly. Among our five schools, I didn't know what to expect. And so having over 120 kids come in audition was phenomenal. But yeah, our stages are basically the audition stage for trainees. And we had about 50 trainees out of those 100 who then learned a little about K-pop. Dance and vocals, learned a little Korean history and culture, and then we then re-auditioned those kids to then find our band for each school, which is five students per school. So we took that training phase into then the band phase after auditions. So now we have our five bands, one band from Beechwood, from Thistler, LV, Nicholas, and from Parks as well. And so they've been working really hard the last 3 months, training with K-pop instructors for dance and vocals, learning more about Korean history. We took a field trip to LA recently to our Korean Education Center. But really getting into that whole Korean culture, art, history, and also developing their skills journey to then lead up to our big finale in April, on April 9th.
All right. And that's going to be at The Source, which is in Buena Park. It's kind of like a Southern California Korean cultural hub. And it begins at 5 p.m. Is that right?
Yeah. So April 9th, Wednesday, it's open to the public. It's 5 p.m. to maybe about 7 or so. It's going to be at the ground level courtyard, The Source, over off of Beach and Orangethorpe. Anyone and everyone is welcome. If you're a part of one of our K-8s, or even if you're not, come and support. I'm sure your feeder schools or your schools will love to see you cheer them on. I think that'd be phenomenal to see all of our schools represented. But yes, it's open to the public. And from our five bands, they're all going to perform. And then by the end of the night, we'll have one overall winner. And then we'll also have a dance recognition and a vocal recognition for our bands.
And honestly, if you go back and look at some of these episodes that are out following this journey, you see the passion and the excitement in these students. And so I'm excited to see what this grand finale is going to look like with them on stage. They're going to be have an expert panel of judges.
Yes.
And this has even caught some interest from some pretty decent sized K-pop labels, I'd say. So audiences will also get to take part in some raffles, I think. So
yeah, that's right. So we do have some interest from several labels, one of them being The Source Entertainment. I think their band, one of their more notable bands is Le Sserafim. Mm-hmm. And a few other labels as well, some local partners as well. BBCat has been great. They've helped us develop our kids over the past 3 months. But yes, a lot of interest from not just in Fullerton, but abroad. And so it's been neat to see. And hopefully that turns into results for our kids as well. That's the biggest goal. Having names there is great, but really, does it impact our kids? Does it give them an opportunity beyond just what we see in school? That would be the big win. But yeah, we have those labels there. The kids have been working really hard. Having been fortunate to see them from day one till now, it's been, and Amber, you've seen some of it too.
Yes.
Tremendous growth where we're blown away by how far they've come. So I know you'll see the final product on April 9th, but know that it comes from a long journey that the kids have gone through and they've worked really hard. And this is a great culminating point for them.
I couldn't agree more, Phil.
And for all of our future listeners, today the recording is March 26, 2025. So if you're listening to it after that time and that April date that Phil just mentioned, you can watch all of this stuff on our socials, Fullerton School District socials, and or go to our YouTube channel where that full-length video will be shown of all of our K-pop participants and things of that nature. So Phil, I've known you a long time. I feel like you correct me if I'm wrong, a glass half full kind of guy, I would think. You're very positive in everything you do, and I've always appreciated the work that you've done here in our department when you were working with us, and now, of course, what you're doing with the arts department. What makes that possible? What makes you tick? What's your why?
Yeah. Well, first off, loved being a part of the IIS team back in the day. Learned a lot from Pablo and from a lot of people who've been in this department. So want to shout out and say I've learned a lot. It's been great.
Thank you. That's nice.
I think honestly, the why, it's the work is there. And that is part of the why, but really the who is really the why. And that's more important, I think, to me. You know, it's really about the students and the staff and what kind of impact are our programs making on the people involved. So are students are their outcomes more positive for them? Are they finding more creativity and more passion in the arts? Do they feel more courage to try maybe a visual arts technique that they maybe weren't so willing to try before and feel more empowered? Do our teachers feel more like they have more capacity than to integrate the arts? So really the impact of our programs on the people are really where the rubber hits the road for me. On paper, data also looks great and is also a great indicator, but really how are people being impacted? I think, so our program impact on people is part of my why, but more importantly, really, what is my impact on a person? I learned a lot from a lot of previous leaders, and one of my previous bosses mentioned that, you know, really trust is a foundation and you can only move at the speed of trust. And so building trust in people, building that relational component where they feel like they know you, they can trust you, they feel safe and can create and feel brave enough around you and with you, that will only make your journey more successful. You know, honestly, people won't remember by the end of the day your accomplishments. Oh, we started this, we did this event, or I started this program at this school, or whatever it is. Really, they'll remember how you treated them. And so if I can make that impact on people and have a positive impact that way, then I think everything else will fall more into place. So that's my why, I guess.
Phil, I do have to just say that in the time that I've been here, you have been somebody that I've worked with that I constantly am so grateful for your kindness and how you lead and your enthusiasm, and I will remember you always for your kindness your care. So thank you.
Oh, thanks, Amber.
There's a song in there somewhere.
I will. No, I'm not the guy. Bring the arts music.
Anybody can be a singer.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Phil, for joining us today. We certainly appreciate it. Episode 5 as in the books, and you can catch us all. Please go to Apple Podcasts, go to Spotify, and all the things. Wherever they make podcasts, we're probably there. This is the Innovate and Elevate podcast. Thank you so much. We're out.
Innovate,
bye. Elevate, see ya. Break the ledge. Innovate.